Some people here wish our healthcare system was more like Canada's. But some people in British Columbia want a more privatized system like ours. Vaughn Palmer is tracking the story. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he told me where this push for more private care is coming from.
It's come from an unexpected source, Russ. We have the Doctors of British Columbia, who have an association, of course, called Doctors of British Columbia. They have an election every year, and this year's election has turned out to be a battle between a doctor who would like to see more private care and a doctor who's a defender of the public system. The first election they had ended in such a close finish, so they've ordered a second election. And so the first time in many, many years, you've got a battle for control of the Doctors Association between an advocate of, a very prominent advocate of private care, Dr. Brian Day, and a small-town doctor, Alan Ruddiman, who is a big defender of the public care system. So, it's often debated in Canada as a philosophical question, sometimes as a political one. I can't think of one where it's been doctor versus doctor about the system, which has, you know, been in place in Canada since the 1960s.
Vaughn, what are the arguments in favor of going toward more privatized care, which many here in our country look to Canada as a model? It sounds as though there are some doctors in Canada who think they want to be more like us.
Really, this is an argument at the margins. It's should, for example, people be able to pay for their own care and for some kinds of care, if they want to jump the queue. Neither of these doctors, Ross, is saying we shouldn't have publicly run and operated hospitals, that government shouldn't pay for emergency care, that we shouldn't have public care for cancer and burn victims and all that. What they're really arguing about is, should we have a certain amount of private care, for example, for the fellow who wrenches his knee playing squash, doesn't want to wait 6 months to have the knee surgery, is willing to pay for it himself. Should he be able to do that at a private clinic and get back to work right away? It's that kind of an argument. Care that involves serious amounts, alleviating serious amounts of pain, that's where the waiting lists tend to crop up, and they're significant in Canada. And one of the things that this argument of private versus public care is, well, what if you allowed a certain amount of private care in order to reduce those waiting lists? You allow the people that are willing to pay, you allow them to jump the queue. One of the reasons that we don't do as much of that in Canada, Ross, it's kind of the dirty secret about Canada's healthcare system, is Canadians who can afford it cross the border to the United States and pay for the care.
You're listening to the dulcet tones of Vaughn Palmer, our Canadian correspondent and columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Vaughn, is this debate over adding more private care options in British Columbia just among physicians, or is this something that the general public is also discussing?
The general public gets involved in this issue. There is a low tolerance, I would say, across Canada for the second-tier healthcare system, because I think there's a politically it's seen as undermining support for the main public system. But no, it's a very, very controversial issue in Canada. Many Canadians, when they come to identify what they regard as the most Canadian thing about Canada, the thing they're proudest of, it's our public health care system, and they see it. Anytime you get into this debate, Ross, it's, well, we don't want U.S.-style health care. When people say that, they don't mean we don't want waiting lists. They mean we don't want more private care.
So will it make any difference in the long run if Dr. Brian Day wins to be the leader of the BC Association of Physicians? He wants privatized care, but does that association have any pull in making that actually happen?
Another very good question, and I actually don't know how it'll play out. Dr. Day is a very prominent Canadian doctor on this issue, so I think if he wins, it certainly will be symbolic and it will add to his political stature. The other thing that will be interesting to see is the doctors of British Columbia, most of them didn't vote in that last election. I think the turnout was only about 20%. So it will be interesting to see if now that they have a high-profile political issue involving the future of medicine in Canada and whether or not there will be more private care, whether there is a significant turnout and who wins the battle.
And another area, Seattle ranks number 2 in the nation for yoga. And now we're trying to set a world record on International Yoga Day. It's coming up on June 21st. At the Pacific Banzai Museum near Seattle, they're shooting for the most people doing the tree pose in a Banzai museum. How are people marking International Yoga Day up there in Vancouver?
This international yoga competition is downward dog eat dog, right? It's a lot of competition on it. We are claiming to be the serenest on this matter. Our premier, Christy Clark, announced last week that the Burrard Bridge in the city of Vancouver will close on International Yoga Day for a mass demonstration of yoga. A mass, I don't know, is it a workout in yoga? Anyway, whatever it is, there'll be a whole bunch of people doing yoga on the bridge. I think the government is also planning to film it aerially and turn it into a tourism promotion for the province. So, and it is controversial. Gee, it won't surprise you that something we did that involves closing a bridge in British Columbia would be controversial. There's the premier is accused of pandering to one of her major campaign donors, Lululemon, a British Columbia company, which of course is kind of famous in the yoga field, and this is seen as a giant ad for Lululemon. They gave the government money in the last election, so people are saying that's why the premier did it.
So all is not serenity.
No, it's not all serene.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, our regular Canadian news updater. Thank you so much.
Great, Ross. Thank you.